So when we talk about anemia and heart failure, the first question is, of course, how prevalent is anemia in patients with heart failure? And if you go into the literature, it is between 14 and 79%. And then, of course, the first question would be, why is there such a big variation in prevalence of anemia? And there are two important factors related to that. One is the severity of heart failure. So the more severe the heart failure is, the more likely patients will be anemic. And it depends also on the definition of anemia. The stricter your definition, the lower the prevalence, of course. And one of the most common definitions used in anemia research in heart failure is the WHO definition, which shows that when males are considered anemic, when their hemoglobin level is below 13, which equals 8.1 millimolars per liter. And for females, this is below 12.0 grams per deciliter, which equals 7.5 millimolars per liter. And recently in the intervention trials with erythropoietin and iron, most of the time the definition is used in between as 12.5 for males and females. So what I show here in this slide is from a study from Donald Silverberg already in 2001 in JAK, which showed clearly that if New York Heart Association classes increases in patients with heart failure, the mean hemoglobin levels drop. And anemia is not only very prevalent in patients with heart failure, it is also associated with an impaired outcome. Here in this slide, I show you the sub-study of the CHARM performed by the group of Mark Pfeffer, in which you can clearly see in these 2,653 patients, the prevalence of anemia was about in one quarter of the cases. And there was no difference if patients had a reduced ejection fraction or a preserved ejection fraction. And here you can see in the overall data where all patients with anemia with heart failure were included, that patients with anemia had a significantly higher rate of cardiovascular death or heart failure hospitalization, as shown here on the y-axis. A very talented PhD student from our group, he did a meta-analysis and he searched PubMed on all studies which have been appeared on anemia and heart failure. And he identified 34 studies which included over 150,000 patients. And from this meta-analysis, it appears that 37.8% of the patients had anemia. And here you can see clearly all studies summarized between 2001 and 2007 when we performed this meta-analysis. And it appeared that the odds ratio for mortality was 1.96 if patients were anemic. So they had a doubled mortality risk when anemia was present. Most of the studies also adjusted for age, renal function, and severity of heart failure. And also the adjusted heart hazard ratio was 1.46, which was clearly significant. And when we looked in heart failure patients with systolic or diastolic heart failure, both had an impaired outcome comparable to what's seen here with a 96% higher risk of mortality. So anemia is not only very prevalent and associated with an impaired outcome, anemia is also associated with a lower quality of life. And this is a study in the European Journal of Heart Failure of 2006 where you can see anemic patients in blue, in light blue, and non-anemic patients in a dark blue. And anemic patients had a lower quality of life compared to non-anemic patients. So now we know that anemia is prevalent, associated with lower quality of life and an impaired outcome. The question is, why are the heart failure patients we are treating, why are these patients anemic? And here in this scheme, I will guide you through this scheme. Very important to know is that renal failure is very common in patients with heart failure. And renal failure is associated with lower erythropoietin production, which may lead to anemia. And this is a figure from the internal medicine book, which shows here on the x-axis the hematocrit level and on the y-axis the erythropoietin levels. And as you can clearly see, if patients are iron deficient, when hematocrit goes down, erythropoietin levels will go up. But here in green, there is a subpopulation with patients with renal failure. Their hematocrit levels go down, but their EPO levels do not go up, clearly indicating that in this group of patients, erythropoietin deficiency is an important factor in the anemia. This is a study from more than 1 million Medicare patients, which was published by Herzog in Journal of Cardiac Failure in 2004, which shows you actually the triad of anemia, heart failure, and renal failure, the so-called cardiorenal anemia syndrome. And as you can see, if all three are present, so heart failure is present, renal failure is present, and anemia is present, so the cardiorenal anemia syndrome is present, mortality is increased by 3.6-fold compared to patients who have none of these comorbidities. So another important role is hematinic deficiencies like iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiencies, and folate deficiencies, which may be related to malnutrition or related to chronic blood loss because most of the patients are using anticoagulation. So this is one of the first studies who looked actually at hematinic deficiencies and anemia and heart failure patients. And they studied 269 patients with a very sick population. All patients were in the New York Heart Association class 4, and they considered anemia very strict with hemoglobin levels below 11.0 grams per deciliter. And they found that a little bit more than 14% of the patients were anemic, probably related to their very strict definition. And they looked at how many patients were anemic, and it appeared that 39% of patients were anemic, and they looked like, why are these patients anemic? In 44% of the patients, creatinine values were above 160 micromolars per liter, indicating severe renal failure, and they found that only in 6% of the cases, ferritin levels were low. And it's kind of surprising that they find such a low level of iron deficiency. And probably this is related to their cutoff value, where they used a very strict cutoff value of 15 nanograms per mil. And taking into account that ferritin is an acute phase protein, which is elevated in chronic disease, probably many patients who are iron deficient were not picked up in the study. And it will probably underestimate the prevalence of iron deficiency if you use this strict definition. Another study, which was performed by Justin Zekovich from Canada, which published this in 2003 in Circulation, where they looked in 12,000 heart failure patients in Canada, new onset heart failure, and the diagnosis of anemia was scored by the ICD-9 code, which clearly has some limitations. And they found that 17% of the patients were anemic. And then they looked in these 17%, why are these patients anemic? And they found that in 58% of the cases, they considered patients anemic because of a chronic disease, in this case probably heart failure. And they found like that in 21% of the cases, iron deficiency played a role in the anemia observed. And again, this is like studied by ICD coding, in which a physician has to think about the diagnosis before he, of course, scores, which will underestimate the prevalence of anemia and the specific causes, probably. This is a little bit more recent study from Nanas from Greece, who published this in JACC in 2006, and he took a very sick heart failure population. They were recently decompensated, and they excluded in this study severe renal failure, which they defined as a serum creatinine level above 3.0 grams per deciliter. And very elegantly in this study, they took bone marrow biopsies in these 39 patients to study what was the iron content of the bone marrow to clearly label iron deficiency. And as you can see here in this table, it is a very, very sick population. Patients had a mean age of 58 years. And as you can see lower here, daily furosemide use was 450 milligrams per day, which is extremely high, of course, and also to see how these patients were treated. So this is not the regular heart failure patient, I would say. But it shows clearly that they labeled 73% of the cases as iron deficient. 19% of the patients had a chronic disease, 5% they labeled as hemodilution, and 2.7 as drug-induced. And I will come back to that later in my presentation. And I think, although the authors did not really mention it, there is always a certain overlap. So patients can have an iron deficiency and can have, of course, a chronic disease, something else than heart failure. So when we come to the next step, why patient might be anemic, hemodilution plays a role. And one of the PhD students from our group, Daan Westenbrink, he published this in 2006 in a European Heart Journal. He took 97 patients who were stable heart failure patients. They were using ACE inhibitors and 85% were on beta blockers. And he looked, what does hemoglobin predict? Which factors do predict hemoglobin levels in these patients? And he found, not surprisingly, that renal function predicted hemoglobin levels, renal perfusion predicted hemoglobin levels, erythropoietin levels predicted hemoglobin levels, and also extracellular volume as a measurement of hemodilution predicted anemia in patients with heart failure. And here, if you look at the different levels of extracellular volume, if your extracellular volume goes up compared to the body weight, hemoglobin levels will go down, indicating hemodilution. Also, medication might play a role in the anemia observed in heart failure patients. This is a study published in 2005 in JACC, where they took, which is a sub-study of the SOLVE data, where they analyzed more than 4,000 patients which were either randomized to enalapril or placebo. And the authors, they found that when patients were randomized to enalapril, there was a small decrease, significant decrease, in hematocrit levels. And patients were more likely to develop anemia. However, ACE inhibitor use was beneficial also in anemic patients. And the next question we asked ourselves is, why is ACE inhibitor use associated with anemia, or at least lowering of your hematocrit levels? And to answer that question, we looked on how the serum of heart failure patients had its effect on healthy bone marrow cells. So we harvested the bone marrow cells from healthy persons, and we took serum samples from 98 patients with heart failure. They were all in New York Heart Association class 3, and all patients were using ACE inhibitors. And what we saw is when we added serum to these cultures of bone marrow, of healthy bone marrow cells, and as you can see here in the red bar graph, these cells were less likely to proliferate. As you can see here on the y-axis, is the burst-forming units in the erythroid lineage. As you can see here, if you culture these cells and you add the serum to it, then these red cell colonies develop. And anemic patients showed less proliferation. So the next question is, why is there less proliferation in anemic patients? And then we looked at the level which was known to have a link between hematopoiesis and the renin-angiotensin system. As you can see here in the left panel, ACS-DKP levels, which is an inhibitor of hematopoiesis, these levels were higher in patients who had heart failure and anemia. And reversely, ACE activity was lower in these patients. So how does this actually work? So ACSDKP is a peptide which inhibits bone marrow proliferation. And ACSDKP is exclusively degraded by ACE. So if you use an ACE inhibitor, there will be less ACE activity, so there will be less breakdown of ACSDKP, which results in higher levels of ACSDKP, which inhibits the bone marrow. And this provides an elegant link of between the renin-angiotensin system and hematopoiesis. And last but not least, also the problem can also lie in the bone marrow itself. So the bone marrow might be less sensitive to erythropoietin because of cytokines in the like the anemia of chronic disease, which heart failure clearly is. So Daan Westenbrink again, he showed in this paper that when you take bone marrow cells from control patients, healthy controls, or heart failure patients, and he took 20 patients with heart failure and 20 age and gender matched controls, and he stimulated these cells with erythropoietin. And again, he measured the proliferation of the burst forming units in the erythroid lineage. And as you can clearly see here, the yellow-green bar graph representing the control patients showed a much higher response to erythropoietin compared to heart failure patients, which indicates that bone marrow from heart failure patients is less reactive to erythropoietin, and there is less proliferation. So coming to my conclusions, you can say that anemia is common in patients with heart failure. In our meta-analysis, we showed that 37% of the patients were anemic. There are a broad range of definitions of anemia, in which the WHO definition is widely used, and more recently, interventional trials are using a cutoff value of 12.5 grams per deciliter, which equals more or less 7.8 millimolars per liter. We now know that anemia is associated with an impaired quality of life, and that the prevalence of anemia is similar in systolic and diastolic heart failure. And in our meta-analysis, we showed that there is a 46% increase in the mortality risk, even when adjusted for several other factors known to influence mortality. The etiology of heart failure, several factors play a role, and most likely, most factors will play a role together. Renal failure plays a role, which leads to relative EPO deficiency, in which the bone marrow is producing less erythrocytes. Hematinic deficiencies, iron deficiency plays a role, folate and vitamin B12 probably less. And there is a debate on how large the iron deficiency problem is, and it will be somewhere in between, probably around 50%, as also shown by the chair. There are, in heart failure, elevated levels of cytokines, which may inhibit the proliferation of the bone marrow. There might be resistance of the bone marrow to erythropoietin. Hemodilution might play a role, and also medication, specifically ACE inhibitor use, is related to anemia. And then you come to the conclusion, as the title of this talk, iron deficiency anemia, is it more than just a heart failure risk factor? I think Stefan will also further work on that, and how we, if we correct the iron deficiency anemia, how would that affect prognosis of our heart failure patients? I thank you for your attention.